biggest bargain sale, we're offering a Ford Thunderbird valued at $19,320 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Delighted to have you here with us. Thank you. You're very kind. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Nice to have you here with us. If you were not with us on the last show, Dave Brandel took a motorcycle, said, "That's it, I'm leaving." He had what he wanted, so we have three new challengers here to introduce them. Summer Bartholomew. Hello, Summer.
Hello, hello.
As a matter of fact, of the last five shows, three of them took motorcycles.
I know.
Did they all want to go off with you? You're the motorcycle.
My training, yes.
Okay.
They wanted my training.
Who did you bring us?
Our first contestant will go to the ends of the earth to find his heart's desire from Los Angeles, California. Give a warm welcome. Welcome to Ron Tettelbaum.
Hello there, Ron.
Hi, Jim. This lady has itchy feet from Chesterfield, England. Say hello to Patricia McCandlish.
Hi, Patricia.
And next, he's serious about his comics, originally from Columbus, Ohio. Give a big hand to Mike Jones.
Hi there, Mike. And Summer, we'll see you later for Miss Embargoes, right? Thank you. All right, well, let's get acquainted with these people before we get started. Ron, you will go to the ends of the earth to find your heart's desire.
Jim, I'm a hamburger fanatic, and I've probably eaten in over 1,000 hamburger restaurants throughout the United States. In fact, I have about 25 to 30 books on just the hamburger.
Just hamburger?
That's right.
Where is the best hamburger in the entire country?
Right here in Los Angeles.
Really?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, we won't get a plug for the place. I'll ask you later.
I won't tell you. It's a secret.
Oh, you're going to keep it to yourself.
Right.
Good to have you here, Ron. Patricia, you have itchy feet. You followed Ron around looking for hamburgers or what?
No way. I'm a tour guide, and I show people the world.
Oh.
And then when I'm not working, I show the world to myself.
All right. I'll ask you then. What's your favorite place in the whole world?
I haven't visited it yet,
because
I like everything.
That's a good attitude to have, though. It's around the corner, right? Nice to have you here. Mike, you are serious about your comics.
Well, yes, Jim. I have a collection of over 2,000 titles, and my main problem is finding a place to keep them all.
I would imagine so. Yes,
indeed.
That's probably a very valuable collection with 2,000.
Yes, it is.
Good to have you here as well. Well, $20 will get all three of you started, and of course, the player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to do some great shopping. Let's get started with this question for $5. What is the title of the leader of the nine people who make up the Supreme Court? Mike?
Chief Justice.
Chief Justice is exactly what it is. $5 for the correct answer. Mike goes to 25. One of the most honored films at the 1984 Academy Awards was based on the war in Southeast Asia. Ron?
The Killing Fields.
Killing Fields it is, and Ron gets his first $5 to 25. Name the common North American songbird often called Redbreast. Mike?
Robin.
Robin, the Robin Redbreast. Mike in the lead now by 5. According to the Bible, the love of what is the root of all... Patricia?
The love of money.
That's the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. You're right. Patricia goes to 5. Five goes to 25. Ricotta is an Italian... Ron?
Cheese.
Cheese, a cottage cheese to be specific. You're right for another 5. We've got a tie with the two gentlemen. Time now for an instant bargain. And the player in the lead can always buy bargain merchandise. Sometimes we have a sale surprise with a cash bonus. You never know. I know one thing. Ron and Mike, you are in a tie. Only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer for one of you. This is yours.
Ron or Mike, you'll have a hot time at your next barbecue with a Hardwick gas grill with porcelain enamel, multi-height cooking grid, adjusting easily to 3 3/4 inches by use of the convenient upfront handle, furnished by the Hardwick Stove Company. This great grill is normally priced at $457. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only
$6. $6! Ron likes it! He's going to grab that grill. Beautiful grill.
Perfect.
Cost you only $6.
Put my hamburgers on it.
That's right. Man loves hamburgers. How could he turn that down?
That's right.
Yours for just $6. We will knock the $6 off your score. Down to 24. It looks like a pretty good buy and plenty of time to catch up. Mike, of course, you're in the lead now. All three of you in this. Annette Funicello starred in a 1965 film classic entitled How to Stuff a Wild... Ron!
Bikini!
Bikini, yes, indeed! Ron gets 5 with a 6 right back. How to Stuff a Wild Bikini... I wonder if that one won an Academy Award. No, I doubt it, no. What former Republican president ran again as the nominee of the Bull Moose Party? Ron!
Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt, you got it, and you've got another 5, and you can win the lead. Name the imaginary race of people created by J.R.R. Tolkien. Mike?
Hobbits.
Hobbits is what it is, and Mike gets another 5, and he's got a $1 lead. Well, all three players have been bouncing, going for that buzzer. That's nice. Time now for the fame game. The players are playing not for dollars, but for a pick of the board. There are money cards up there, a lot of wonderful things. Buzzing when you know a famous person. I was born in New York City in 1899. I worked as a waiter and female impersonator. I was in the chorus of a Broadway musical. In 1930, I became a film star. I played a ruthless prohibition gangster who mashes... Patricia?
George Raft.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. You stay at 25. I said you're playing for a pick of the board. However, we'll clear the board. Continue for Ron and Mike. I played a ruthless prohibition gangster who mashes a grapefruit into Mae Clark's face. Ron.
James Cagney.
Jamie Cagney. That's right. It is James Cagney. Well, Ron, nine numbers up there on the board. You pick the number. You'll get what's behind it.
Number three.
And behind number three, we have
$5! $5 money card. And we add that $5 to Ron's score, and he goes into the lead by $4. Isn't that interesting? Jimmy Cagney as a female impersonator. That's true. We'll be right back. Good close game. Ron's at $39, Mike at $35, Patricia at $25. Let's get back to it. In what city do stage performers celebrate opening nights in a famous restaurant, Ron?
New York City.
Ah, you took a chance. I was going to say Vincent Sardi, and you are right. That is New York City, and you've got another $5. Yeah, that's where they wait for the reviews. Ron over the $40 mark. What's the first line of the Star Spangled Banner, Mike?
Jose, can you see?
Yeah, you don't have to stand up to answer the question. You're right. Yes, it is Jose, can you see? Mike adds another $5. Gentlemen, going back and forth. Come on, Patricia. Don't let them scare you. From the Latin word for love comes the Spanish word for friend. Patricia.
Ami.
More information, please.
Amici.
Oh, I'm sorry. You gave me the Latin derivation, but I wanted the name for friend, either amigo or amiga, if it's a lady. So I'm sorry about that, Patricia. We got to take $5 away, down to $20. Sorry about that. Carbohydrates and fats are two of the three classes of food essential to the human body. What's the third? Patricia.
Protein.
Protein, yes. Right. Or Ron would say it's hamburger, but it's protein. It's the bargain. And this time, Ron, you're in the lead all by yourself. You've got a $4 lead over Mike. So now you can think about it for a moment if you'd like. But think about this.
You ain't nothing but a
Ron, you'll feel like singing with Hal Roach Studios' Singing Machine. Your personal orchestra with 400 pre-recorded orchestral tapes. Add your own voice and you could sound like a real pro. Furnished by the Hal Roach Studios Incorporated. This Singing Machine is normally priced at $846. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $12.
Greg! Festella Juba. Well, that's another age. But... Now, it is a lot of fun, Ron. It is a lot of fun. We've had these before, and it really is terrific. It's $846 normally. Cost you $12, but do you like it, Ron?
I do like it.
Okay, I can assure you it is a lot of fun, and I think it will be easier for you if I cut the price in half. You can have this $846 machine for $6. You would be trailing by $2 if you bought it. Going once. He likes that. You sold it with your hound dog, Greg. Sales surprise goes with it. Where is it? Oh, great time to buy.
That's great.
Way to go. You've got yourself the machine, and in addition with a surprise, one, two, three, four, five, six, $700 in cash. Hang on to that for Ron, if you would, Greg. Way to go.
Thank you.
$1,546 bargain for just $6. We knock it off your score, and you're down to 38. Mike is ahead by two, but what a great buy that was. Back with all three of you. It was in operation from 1933 till 1963. Stands on 12 acres of solid stone and is remembered as the Rock. Ron.
Alcatraz.
That's right. I was going to say name this federal prison. Alcatraz it is. In fact, it was closed due to the high cost of operating a prison on an island. That's why they closed it. Ron back into the lead by three. The Columbia Graduate School of Journalism has been administering these awards for journalism, letters, and music since... Patricia?
Pulitzer Prize.
Pulitzer Prize is exactly what it is. Patricia goes to 30. Yes, indeed. It's 1917, as a matter of fact. In what landlocked European nation can you visit the winter resort called Innsbruck? Patricia?
Switzerland. Oh, no.
Patricia, who's traveled all over the world. A travel agent. You lost a whole tour someplace, Patricia. Austria.
Innsbruck's in Austria.
I know.
I know you know, but you only have a couple of seconds. Doggone it. Sorry about that, Patricia. We'll lose $5. Of course, it's a shame for that bus that's running around Europe someplace, too. Who was the leader driven from China by Mao Zedong? Right. Went on to establish a government of Taiwan, Chiang Kai-shek, General Chiang Kai-shek, and you lose five, down to 35. Name the marble statue by Michelangelo that depicts Mike?
The Madonna.
Oh, the Virgin Mary cradling Jesus after the crucifixion. Oh, the Pietà, the quick buzzer cost you there, and you lose another five. My goodness. Talking about the Pietà and Michelangelo recently, I don't know if you read this, but recently in Rome, a man went on a rampage attacking countless statues. Later, the police knew they had solved the crime when they arrested a man carrying a large bag filled with marble noses. That's true. It's very bizarre, but it's true. We'll be right back. Kettlebaum's picked up over $2,000 in cash and prizes already, and he still has the lead. Ron's at 43, Mike's at 30, Patricia at 25. But again, the fame game, somewhere there's a $15 money card on that board, looking for a famous person. I was born in Indiana in 1903 and grew up to become one of the most notorious figures in U.S. history. I attempted my first robbery when I was 21, but was caught. Ron, take the chance.
John Dillinger?
The chance pays off. You are right. John Dillinger it is. We didn't get into any of the pertinent facts. Well, Ron, picking the board for you.
Well, Jim, I'm going to try lucky number 7.
And behind number 7, we have gold dumbbells. The spectacular set of dumbbells in 22-karat gold plate. Functional and attractive with teakwood carrying case from Ivanko Barbell Company.
Well, that's wild.
That's great.
Gold barbells, very unusual.
That's good.
And of course, you're to keep no matter how you finish in the game. So Ron has another nice prize. He didn't find the money cards. The third and final crack of that fame game, there will be a $10, $15, and $25 money card up there. Back with this. On June 25th, 1876, this American general led his 650 soldiers, Ron.
General Custer.
My goodness, you are right again. He heard the figure against the Sioux Warriors, and you've got another five. The popular composer who won Grammys for his recordings of Peter Gunn, The Days of Wine, Mike.
Henry Mancini.
Wine and Roses, Henry Mancini it is. Mike gets that $5 back he lost before to 35. It took place in 1803, cost $15 million. Patricia.
The Louisiana Purchase.
You are right with good anticipation, yes. Patricia has another five, going to 30. Matter of fact, all or parts of 15 states were formed from that territory. Ron at $48 to Mike's 35 and Patricia's 30. Ron, you can... Oh, Ron. Oh, would you love this?
Ron, say aloha to the mainland because you're on your way to beautiful Hawaii. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles for a week stay at the Kona Surf, set in tropical gardens, surrounded by the bay, ocean, and a golf course located on Hawaii's Kona Coast. Luxury rooms and island entertainment furnished by the Kona Surf Hotel. This fabulous trip is normally priced at $2,176. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $16.
Oh, that's terrific. That is a great, great trip. Ron, you're at $48. Mike is at $35. Patricia at $30. It's an over $2,000 trip to Hawaii. Cost you $16. If you bought it, you would be trailing, but by less than the value of one question. Going once. Going twice. He's going to take the chance, and he's going to Hawaii. Enjoy that. Knocked the $16 off the score, and my goodness, is that score close now. We go down to the wire right after this. That's too good to pass up.
Great pass up.
Oh, yeah. Very, very close. One question separates the three players. Mike at 35, Patricia at 30, Ron at 32. Back with this. What tragic event took place in Washington, D.C. at Ford's Theater? Ron!
Lincoln assassination.
That's exactly what it is, and Ron regains the lead by $2. What troubled Central American country calls its capital city Managua? Mike.
Nicaragua.
Nicaragua it is. All three players going for that buzzer. Mike is first. He goes to 40 back into the lead. The 19th century scientist who discovered dozens of uses for the peanut was named, Ron?
Washington. Booker T. Washington.
No. George Washington Carver. George Washington Carver, and Ron loses five down to 32. Third and final crack of the fame game, and in a very close game, it could be the difference. We're looking for a famous book title. I am a romantic novel written by Alexandre Dumas in 1844. In my story, I am a boat captain who is about to be married Patricia?
The Count of Monte Cristo.
You are right. And Patricia's in third place. Gets that very important pick of the board right now.
I'm going to go for five.
And behind number five, we have $10.
Number two.
But Patricia found a $10 money card. We add that to her score, and she is in a tie with Mike for first place. Anyone can win it as we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Mike and Patricia at 40, Ron at 32. Good luck to three good players. We start the speed round now. What saint charmed the snakes of Ireland into Patricia?
St. Patrick.
Right. According to the old saying, what gathers no moss? Patricia.
A rolling stone.
Right. Name the family that had a famous feud with the McCoys. Patricia.
The McCarthys.
Wrong. What part of your house can be bay, casement, or picture? Patricia.
Windows.
Right. The famous engineer of the Cannonball Express was Mike?
Casey Jones.
Right. What American showman teamed with Bailey to create Mike?
P.T. Barnum.
Right. Name the Danish writer famous for his 168 fairy tales. Patricia.
Hans Christian Andersen.
Right. According to Sir Walter Scott, what is thicker than water? Ron.
What?
Right. What's the capital of Colorado? Ron.
Denver.
Right. In what war did the Battle of Tarawa take place? Ron.
Revolutionary War.
Wrong. Too early. Leave the score where it was. The score right? All right. Get it back. Give me the last name of the great French General Napoleon. Ron.
Bonaparte.
Right. On what continent would you find the sprawling Gobi? Time is up, and Patricia is the new champion of Sail of the Century. Congratulations. We were not sure whether the bell had hit ahead of your question or not, Ron, but it really turned out not to be any make the difference, Ron, because you lost by more than the value of that question. Very quickly, I didn't get to finish the greatest show on earth. They answered correctly, Barnum, and it was the Hatfields and the McCoys. The Hatfields and the McCoys. I don't know, the McCarthy's got in there, Patricia. Got to say goodbye to Ron and to Mike. And Ron, you have had a great day with the grill, the singing machine, the dumbbells. The trip to Hawaii, $747 in cash. My goodness, you are over $4,600 in cash.
That's wonderful. Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks,
wow.
Jim.
Mike didn't pick up anything along the way. Got some nice party gifts for you and the cash in front of you. And incidentally, that score is correct. That is the final score, 55 to 50 to 47. So Patricia McCandless is going to join me geographically back here. Come on, let's go shopping, Patricia. Congratulations! You did very well. The three of you were very, very evenly matched. You played very, very well. And now you stand here, and all you have to do is say yes and believe this. You can walk away with this.
If nostalgia isn't what it used to be, try this sensational jukebox. Combines the stereo sound of today with the nostalgic design of yesterday. 100 selection phonograph with a look-in window to watch the record spin. Furnished by Circle International. And this jukebox normally priced at $3,495. Yours on Saint of the Century for only $85.
Just $85. Isn't that a lot of fun? Now, I must tell you, remember now, your prize is determined by the how much money you have, not only the level, but the amount of money. You were a little short of that. You've got $55. It would normally cost $85, but you are entitled to the first level prize. Even though you had $30 less, you could take that and leave or put your money in the bank, play on the next thing up the line, and you'd be a little further away from that. Would need another win and $120, and you could have this.
Add a little life to your living room with a beautiful three-piece grouping. The accent is on contemporary living with the sofa and matching love seat in luxurious leather. With an elegant table of chrome and marble from Finlandia. This living room grouping normally priced at $5,010. Yours on Sale of the Century for only $175.
That's the next thing up the line for you. Keep on winning. Get up to $640. We'll give you every prize on the stage. Get to $750. We'll give you all the prizes plus this.
A cash jackpot of $59,000.
And that's a total of $114,099 in cash and prizes that could be yours. But, Patricia, your decision is going to be this. You can take that jukebox and leave us or put your $55 in the bank. You'd have to continue to win. You need another $120 for the living room set. You think about it for a moment. We'll get your decision right after this.
Back with our charming champion from England, Patricia McCandless. Patricia, you have enough money to buy that beautiful jukebox. Take it and leave. It's a lot of fun. Or put your money in the bank, $120 more, and of course continue to win the living room set. And that's gorgeous, is the next thing up the line. I know you've been thinking about it. What you going to do?
I can't leave you, Jim.
Oh, well, thank you. Patricia's going to put her money in the bank. Next thing will be the living room set. Now we'll have another $1,000, and there'll be $60,000 in that cash jackpot. It's beginning to grow on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.